are listening to the Traveler's Quest Podcast.
Hi guys, I hope you've all had a very nice week. I'd firstly like to say the quality of this, audio-wise, will probably be a little hinky. I did say hinky. But anyway, it's because I'm trying to keep the size of the file to a minimum and also the audio quality high. Also, while I remember, I'd like to say a great big thank you to Sleeping Lionheart for all her input and her questions. They are fantastic, and I'm going to be using them in future podcasts. It really does help. Thanks, SLH. I appreciate it. And now, on to a brand new segment of the show. Well, at least for episode 2, it's Tip of the Week. Now, one of the great new features that was bundled with Traveler's Quest 2.0 was the Radius Rings. These are great little rings that show you when you enter the 1.5 mile mark. Now, my tip of the week is this. If you switch Traveler's Quest to satellite mode by pressing the little view button in the bottom right-hand corner, those radius rings can be put to maximum effect. You can see the world in real pictures, and if you know your area well, you'll instantly be able to recognize where you need to go to get inside the 1.5 mile mark. For instance, I live in a very rural area, so for me, the street maps don't work as well as view mode, most of the time. So, if I put it into satellite mode, I instantly know I need to go as far as the phone box, or as far as the end of the street. If you have any other tips, tricks, or anything you do to help make questing more enjoyable, drop me a line, travelerspodcast@hotmail.com. On to other things now, and it's time for Quanda. Quanda! What's Quanda, you ask? Questions and answers. Q&A. This week's question was, what's your favourite treasure and why? Great response from you guys, I really appreciate it. If I didn't get a response, I wouldn't have anything to put into Quanda, and you guys don't want an empty Quanda. Trust me, nobody wants an empty Quanda. Okay. We're going to go unscripted for this. How this is going to work every week is I will do questions and answers unscripted. That's the response from you guys. So, here we go. Okay, and we go unscripted. This is where I mess up straight away. Okay, we've got greetings. My favorite treasure is smooth sailing because I grew up sailing and every pirate needs a good sailboat. If we want to talk about collections, my favorite is the Beach Bum collection. It reminds me of the Caribbean, white sandy beaches, and of course the Caribbean reminds us all of pirates. And we've come full circle. Thanks for creating the podcast. Oh, that's from Weather Angel. Oh, that's very nice. Okay, next one. Lefty here, my favorite would have to be Soulmate. The name of the treasure image, both of the bottle of rum. The name of the treasure image, a bottle of rum, sorry, are kind of conflicting for the moment. That it just makes you smile. A favorite of mine is for a different reason is Cubics. It's the least valuable yet most rare of the 80s collection. Neat spin on things by Traveler's Quest. You can give credit for this to my in-game friend who is Tombstone, but refuses to do a Facebook. And that's from Lefty, and I suppose Tombstone. Thanks, Lefty. Okay, my favorite treasure has to be Knight's Goblet. The reason that the goblet is my favorite is because the history and folklore that goes with this item, and the Knights Templars, etc., I've always been fascinated with that period in history. I probably played 2 months before finding one. I dug it up while driving on the Vincent Thomas Bridge in Long Beach, California. A great moment in history, haha. That's from Tomita. Tomita? Tomita, yes. I've never been able to pronounce that until I actually read it properly. Why do people use capital letters and small letters like that? I never got it. Is it supposed to be? It's not leet speak, is it? No, I don't know. Excuse my ignorance. Okay, on to the next one. Hey Chris, as previously noted, my favourite is Destiny's Hand. It's not just rare, but also as a fan of poker, I do like the theme. I like Twinkles a lot as well. Who could hate a bunny? That's from Mr. Ominous. Thank you, Mr. Ominous. I knew somebody said that Destiny's Hand was their favourite. I knew it was somebody who was quite regular on Facebook, but I couldn't remember who. Okay. Late Red's favourite treasure are those he plunders from real-life players who are no longer active in the game. No feelings of guilt involved, and he can kid himself that he's being green by recycling. That's from Late Red. I quite like that. Yeah, this, as noted by a lot of people in the Facebook pages, it would be nice to see who previously owned the treasure. That would be quite cool. Okay. Hi there. I hope it's not too late to be sending you this. Evidently not. My favourite treasure, believe it or not, is the lowly spyglass. I live in a very high population area, and when I first started playing Traveller's Quest, I was afraid to bury anything at all. The spyglass was the first thing I felt brave enough to bury. The only thing worth over 100 gold that I had multiples of. It eased me into burying my treasures instead of hoarding them, because I knew that if a spyglass was dug up, I'd probably find another one soon after anyway. And even as I bury other treasures may come and go, my first two spyglasses are hanging in there, the very deep secure levels of 2 and 4. Yeah. My other favourite treasure is my golden plethora because I found it in the store. I hope this helps, and that's from Nerdy Girl. Okay, from Sleeping Lionheart. My favourite treasure, I'd probably have to say the platinum plethora, and only because it's the most valuable one I have. Is that not the most valuable one? It may be. I'm not sure. Traveller's Quest will probably let us know. I'm going to have to interrupt myself. This is actually recorded 10 minutes after I'd finished the podcast. I realised that I didn't give a question for this week. It's, where did your Traveller's Quest name come from? How did you think of it? Where does it come from? That's it for this week then. Save to say happy hunting. Oh, and before I go, I'd just like to say thank you to Traveller's Quest themselves, who have been promoting me via Twitter and Facebook. I very much appreciate that. The more people we can get listening, the better. I think the next couple of episodes are going to be very interesting. So, that's it from me. Good night, everybody.